Ali Farokmanesh, assistant men's basketball coach at Colorado State, and you listen to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Some interesting news hit over the weekend surrounding Colorado State football. Justice Ross Simmons, no longer on the roster. Coach Norvell announced that after Saturday's spring scrimmage. Kevin Lytle wrote about it in the Colorado. And Kevin, this has come, I mean, at least for me, I don't know about you, but this is a pretty big shock that Justice Ross Simmons entered the transfer portal.
Yeah, it's definitely big news. Obviously, Justice Ross was going to be, you know, expected to be, you know, pretty clearly the number two guy behind Torrey Horton. So it's big news. And yeah, it's kind of an interesting, surprising timing because we knew Justice Ross Simmons was, you know, not really participating in spring because of an injury, which, you know, so him not being on the field wasn't, you know, surprising. But yeah, then, you know, news that he's not on the team anymore. Obviously it's significant.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was one of the things you were excited about too, saying, okay, we got Torrey Horton, we got Ross, we got Simmons here. It's going to suck losing a tight end like Dallin Holker, but at least we've got our top two wide receivers. But did Norvell give you much on this, Kevin, or was it just more of like, hey, it's an NIL thing, probably?
Yeah, Norvell's statement was kind of vague, really. Basically said, you know, don't really know what is leading to some things, you know, given NIL, which, you know, reading between the lines, I took as, you know, temptations for, you know, other options, you know. And we know, you know, Justice Ross Simmons was a guy that in December, along with kind of Torrey Horton, or actually more Braden Fowler, Nicolosi, sort of pledged their, you know, recommitment to CSU, which obviously is, you know, means that there was some tampering going on, and they had said they were staying. And, you know, that tampering doesn't stop. You know, not really speaking just Justice Ross Simmons here. It's nonstop across, you know, pretty much every roster in the country. And, you know, I think that is certainly part of what Norvell is hinting at, you know, just across the board. But he didn't really say anything super detailed. You know, he just said our captains talked about today, you know, which suggests that there was at least some player input. I'm not sure players, you know, like voted someone off the island. I'm not sure they have that power, but he said that. And then, you know, later, again, not directly to Justice Ross Simmons, he said something along the lines of, you know, we're going to play guys who do the things we ask them to do. So, you know, some, you know, perhaps subtle messaging in there, but no real direct comment or statement on exactly what led to this change.
When you hear stuff like that, though, Kevin, when you hear we want guys on this team that are going to do things the way we want them to do it or whatever, I mean, again, my brain goes to an attitude problem, clearly a disconnect between the coach and the player.
Yeah, I think, you know, it seems to have that suggestion, I guess. Again, it's hard to say, and there's so many different factors that go into these, and, you know, in a lot of ways I have sympathy with all sides on this one. But yeah, I think, you know, clearly there was a little bit of frustration with, you know, just some reliability issues and things like that, which again, is, you know, isn't necessarily a massive red flag. It's, you know, a roster full of, you know, 118 to 22 year olds. You're going to have some inconsistencies there. But I think, you know, for a program, certainly from the coach side, you're trying to kind of have everything as buttoned up as you can.
Kevin Lytle joining us from the Fort Collins, Colorado. And Justice Ross Simmons had 45 catches, as Kevin outlined in his article, 45 catches, 724 yards, and 3 touchdowns last season. When you look at the rest of the depth chart for this team, obviously we know Torrey Horton will be the man, but who else is going to have to pick up the slack now when you look at the rest of this depth chart?
Yeah, well, ironically, I had written about the receivers beyond those two who are going to be needed for CSU. I did that last week, so that ended up being timelier than I had anticipated. But even before this news, you know, with, you know, Torrey Horton, he was sick for part of camp, so he's missed some time. And obviously, as kind of a veteran guy, they don't use him a ton in scrimmages anyway. And then Ross Simmons being out, that had led to a lot of opportunities for young guys. And so some of those, Caleb Goodies had a really good camp. He's one of the guys that, you know, was recruited by Chad Savage and Jay Norvell, you know, with a nice recruiting profile. He's had a really good camp. Jamari Person, Norvell told me, has been just really consistent. You have some older guys, Dylan Goffney, who had his moments last year, some really good moments. He was also kind of up and down. He, seems to be more comfortable and consistent. And then a kind of intriguing one, Donovan Ollie, a guy that 2 years ago for Washington State caught two touchdowns against CSU when the Rams were up in Pullman. He was at Cincinnati last year, kind of got buried on the depth chart, but he's a really big body guy that can do a lot of things. So he'll be in the mix. And then, TBD on others. I think especially now the Rams will probably be looking in the portal for maybe one more. We all know that four-star Jordan Ross is coming in the fall. Well, summer technically, but there are opportunities for young guys.
Kevin, talk to us about this this tight end situation. A big name. A lot of Rams fans were excited to see his name pop up on the socials last week.
Yeah, this is a really cool story, if nothing else. So we knew, again, Dallin Holker, you mentioned him at the top here. He's gone off to the NFL, and that's a big hole. He was incredible. He did everything for CSU last year. And that it's left a question mark. Vince Brown, a JUCO tight end, really tall guy, does some things pretty well, but hasn't really proven at this level. You have a Jordan Williams, who another big guy that we've seen in bits, but not consistently. Another young guy is behind them. And, it seems like all of them do, maybe one or two things well, but maybe aren't the total package. But they just got a commit from this kid, Jackson Warren. He was playing JUCO at Navarro last year. He was recruited by Matt Mummy as a quarterback previously. And even at Navarro, he's listed as a quarterback, even though he played tight end last year. So basically, it sounds like they found out he's a really good tight end. Had really big catch numbers. There are some videos of him, windmill, under the legs and then a windmill dunk. So the guy obviously has big time athleticism. So, we'll see how he looks and how he fits the offense when he gets here, in the off season, but definitely intriguing transfer addition.
Kevin, I don't know if my brain can take it. We had David Roddy who played basketball and everyone, we always mentioned that he played quarterback in high school. Now we got this guy who dunked and played basketball and quarterback. I don't know if my brain can take that.
It's a lot. I mean, if he, let's say he becomes, the new Dallin Holker, we're going to be hearing on TV telecasts for the next 3 years. Well, did you know this guy used to play quarterback?
Well, and I was going to ask, I know the name's reversed, but any relation to Warren Jackson? Anything that Jackson
kind of
Warren,
funny.
It
is kind of funny. It's I don't know, I like cool spelling, J-A-X-X-O-N. That's a pretty cool spelling of Jackson in my mind.
I've never seen that spelling before. So,
And I guess I need to check. I assume it's pronounced Jackson, but maybe I'm wrong.
What else could it be, Kevin? You're the word person here.
I write them. I write them. You say them.
I butcher them. I don't say them. I butcher them. Jake's Scon, perhaps, maybe? We'll figure it out as we get there. We'll get closer. Kevin, spring game coming up on Saturday, man. What's, other than the Justice Ross Simmons thing, what has really kind of stuck out to you at this point?
It's tricky right now because just the way this offseason has been and the spring has been, some of the big question marks, like cornerback, for instance, they had several of the guys who will probably be near the top of the depth chart were out, like at the scrimmage last Saturday because of various little injuries. I don't think it's anything big, but, those are some of the guys you want to see, and we just haven't, it's hard to tell in spring anyway, but you haven't seen some of that. The O-line has been a little dinged up, so you've seen some mixing and matching there. So, some of those position question marks, you just aren't going to have a full answer until the fall, which, isn't surprising. But we are seeing some young guys because of some of those injuries. I mean, Jet Vincent came in defensive secondary on Saturday, I thought looked really impressive. Jalen Gardner, who we know is going to play, he's been making some plays. I'm trying to think, you have some Boom Jock, he's probably a guy to really watch. He's going to be a starting linebacker, and he seems to really be making a big jump forward in his second season. So those are some of the guys that, are catching the eye and are really, I think, taking advantage of their opportunities.
Kevin, what time is the spring game on Saturday? And I'll just ask, I think we know that we have the obvious, but I want to reiterate it for listeners. Is it open to the public?
Yes, so it's fully open, not you know, no ticketed, you know, pay point or anything like that. So it's free to go to. 1 o'clock start. There's also the Grit Run for Kim Norvell, you know, cystic fibrosis fundraising run in the morning, which I believe is at 9 a.m. I don't have that in front of me, but check on that if you're interested in doing a little run in the morning. But yeah, the game's at 1. I need to double check on this as well, but I assume it's going to be the usual format of ones versus the world that Jay Norvell does, which is, I think, a pretty entertaining one. So yeah, it should be a fun afternoon. Hopefully the weather's okay, because it seems like it's been bad for every spring game for, like, ever, but hopefully it's decent.
I'm going to try to make it out there, Kevin, so save me a seat right by you, man.
It's going to be fun. Well, you know, we put bids for that one. it's the seat no one wants.
Hey, while I have you here, we got a text in moments ago that John Tonje just went into the transfer portal from Mizzou. What do you make of that?
Yeah, not surprising, I would say. You know, John, unfortunately, was injured last year, so he only played the first handful of games before he had to get shut down. I know I've already seen some CSU fans kind of trying to call him back home. I don't expect that to happen, although crazier things have happened. But good kid, really grown through his college career. I hope he can find a good spot and have a successful final season in his college career. Good kid, good player.
I don't wish, I mean, obviously John Tonje, great guy, loved it, but I do think players need to see these kind of stories where you transfer, you go somewhere, maybe it doesn't work out. And again, I'm not wishing that. I don't wish ill will on anybody, but I do think that, you know, players need to see this. Hey, it's not always going to be the grass is greener and it's going to be the perfect situation. Sometimes staying where you are might be the best.
Yeah, definitely. That's, as this portal world keeps spinning, you know, who knows? It's always going to happen. But yeah, there are definitely circumstances where it's like, well, maybe staying, you know, would have been better for a player.
Yeah. Kevin, appreciate you jumping on. Any information surrounding the CSU Rams? I'm going to keep asking you until we know for sure, but
yeah,
Nico,
I mean,
Medved's not in Kentucky. We didn't get that come down the wire last week.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. I mean, I feel like we're going to have basketball news soon, you know, just given the timing on everything. You know, it seems like Nico Medved's going to be back. I still think a contract, you know, extension or alteration is probably, you know, potentially in play. Also, you know, we're getting close to that deadline for NBA draft entrance. So we'll get that news from Nick Clifford. I would expect he'll do what Isaiah Stevens and David Roddy before him did of, you know, declare but keep the door open to return if, you know, depending on how evaluation goes. And then CSU has a ton of visits. They had guys in this weekend. They have guys in now. They have guys coming the next couple days. So there's going to be basketball news very soon. And also on the women's side, the women's basketball team had a really big-time visit, recruiting visit this weekend. If they land this transfer, it'd be really big news as well. So a lot of football happening this week, but keep your eyes peeled for hoops news in the very near future.
Yeah, I love it, man. Kevin, you never stop. I mean, even when you do take a break, you never stop. So we appreciate your ongoing, consistent Rams coverage, my friend.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Kevin Lytle, Fort Collins, Coloradoan.